Every moment is special. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. Well, the next few weeks are special weeks because they are a lead up to Pesach, Passover, the time when we were born as a nation, the time of our Genesis, the time when we left Egypt. And ever since then, Pesach is a time of energy that we can actually tap into, which is the energy of personal growth and spiritual freedom, inner freedom. Well, today let's focus on one idea. This coming Shabbat, we are going to, in addition to the Parsha of the week, we are going to read a special portion called Parshat HaChodesh, where God gives the Jewish people in Egypt, they were still in Egypt, and God gives them their very first mitzvah as a nation. And that mitzvah is to sanctify the day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, and by extension, the whole mitzvah of establishing the Jewish calendar and how we run it with the lunar cycle and the 12 months and the leap years and all the other things that come with it. This whole system was given to the Jews as a mitzvah, as one of the 630 mitzvahs in the land of Egypt. And it was the first mitzvah they actually got as a nation. And one has to wonder why. This is in the 2 weeks preparing to leave Egypt, to experience the Exodus, to become a nation. Why would it be that the foundation, the first mitzvah given to them, would be the establishing of a calendar? And the commentaries explain that the reason is because the world is made up of space and time. Before the creation of the world, Kabbalistically, we are taught that time and space didn't exist. Time, in fact, is a creation just as space is. So a lot of Judaism has to do with space, the environment. We sanctify the shul, we sanctify the home. We elevate objects like piece of parchment, we make a mezuzah, piece of parchment, we make tefillin, a candle, we make a Shabbat candle, and so on. But here the Torah says that's not good enough. The foundation of Judaism is to understand that every moment is special. It's the sanctifying of time. It's being present. It's the ancient teaching of what they now call mindful living. In the Torah, every moment is unique. Every moment is an opportunity. Every moment has a purpose. Every moment has meaning. And part of the foundation of the commitment of becoming God's nation through the Exodus from Egypt and eventually receiving the Torah on Mount Sinai was the commitment not just to fill our life with meaning, but to be focused and aware and present. Present as much as we can in every moment, understanding the opportunity of that moment. When we're presented with an experience and we're fully there, we connect to the depth and the fullest potential of that moment, but not just the fullest potential of that moment, how it pertains to our own experience and our own benefit and our own pleasure, but how it pertains to the meaning of that moment. We might be on a plane late that is left late and is coming in late and we are a bit frazzled and unsettled. And then we stop and we think, no, I know that I'm not doing what I want to be doing now, and I'm delayed and I'm on a plate frantic of how I'm going to make my appointment when I arrive, but this moment is also important. This is a moment where I can stop and I can think, let me be fully present. It's a part, it's a time, it's a part of my life, which I have to fill with meaning. What can I do to give it meaning? It might be to become a stronger person and learn how to calm down. And understand everything is by divine providence and where you are, you're supposed to be. And we can elevate that moment. It might be striking up a nice conversation with someone sitting next to you who looks a bit down, cheering them up. It might be to take out something from your pocket and study something that you weren't planning to do until then. It might be planning an event of meaning, planning a spiritual experience or whatever it might be. But if it's a part of your life journey, if it's a part of your time, set time needs to be sanctified. In other words, it's not sufficient to say that I live life the way I want and I fill it with good deeds. And then some of the time I just say, you know, that's not good deed time. That's just time that I'm going to have for myself to enjoy. The Jewish view is no, we don't just do good things. We actually sanctify the moments. We sanctify the times, which is the essence of the Jewish calendar. And it's the essence of the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. We know that when Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, was already quite old and he was looking for a marriage partner for his son Yitzchak, The Torah tells us for Abraham Zaken, Abraham was elderly. Baba Yamim, he was coming in days. And the commentaries ask, what does that mean? Abraham was elderly, coming in days. I mean, just say Abraham was old. What does that mean, coming in days? But actually, the commentaries explain that Baba Yamim means something different. Abraham was old in years. He was almost 100 years old. But Baba Yamim, he was actually older than 100 years old already. But Baba Yamim, he was coming with each day. He had what to show for each day. He elevated each day. Each day was filled with purpose. So that requires, to do good things doesn't require such deep mindful living. But to live by this principle requires awareness. Let's talk about that and reflect on that a little bit. Close your eyes. Just feel yourself relaxed if you can. Be aware of where you are. Just think for a moment, where am I sitting? What room am I in? And then turn your attention, as we always do, to your breathing. Start to notice your breath. Do you often notice it? Probably not. It is something so automatic we take for granted. But now notice. Notice your breathing in. Just focus on the breathing in for a moment. Feel the sensation of your lungs filling with air. Breathe abdominally. Feel the expansion. Notice it, feel it. Identify what part of the body you actually feel it in. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Breathing in, focusing on your lungs filling with air. Just in a relaxed, calm manner. Now start to notice your exhalation. Feel the sensation of letting go, of expelling the toxicity. Breathing in and slowly letting it go. In, filling your lungs, and then slowly letting it go. Just being aware, just noticing. Noticing comes with a focus, presence, mindful thinking, awareness. Again, if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Notice each time you inhale. Notice each time you exhale. Calmly, non-judgmentally, just aware. Now turn your attention to the rhythm of your breathing. Notice how every breath is distinct. In, out, stop, and then start again. A minute break between each breath. Just breathe in and out and notice that rhythm. Every moment is distinct. Every moment is special. Every breath is another moment in time that needs to be sanctified and made holy. Every moment in our human experience is an opportunity. time for sanctity, a time and moment to elevate, becoming a better person, more spiritual person, more godly person. No experience is a waste. No experience is a necessary evil. Every moment in time is meant to be. Every moment in time can be utilized for a purpose. So come back to where you are and bear this in mind. Sometimes when we go through a frustrating experience, we just need to calm, breathe in and out and say, what am I going to do with this experience? What am I going to do with these 5 minutes, with this moment? How can I make it meaningful? That is the foundation of spiritual freedom, the beginning of the journey towards Pesach. Have a wonderful day.